Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo and welcome to 2023. I'm DJ Waugh and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Deep techie beats are the flavor of the day today as Peter O checks in to talk about his Waste Not EP, which dropped recently on Nordic Tracks. And we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week, a hugely uplifting number from DJ Chuse. This is Underwater. Wow, an amazing happy vibe to kick off 2023. That was Underwater by DJ Chuse. That's out now on Stereo Productions and can be had anywhere you buy your music. On to the feature for tonight's episode, Peter O hails all the way from the UK and just dropped his second EP on Vancouver's Nordic Tracks. For the first half of the show today, we'll focus on his Waste Not EP. Four deep techie tracks. Let's check out what he's had to say about the EP. This is DJ Waugh speaking to UK-based DJ and producer Peter O. He's been producing and mixing for over 15 years. His Waste Not EP dropped on Vancouver's Nordic Tracks label on November 25th. It's a four-tracker with some great spacey deep house cuts, and he's kindly agreed to share his thoughts with me on how the EP came together. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Peter O. So kicking things off here, how do you define your sound?
Really, I'm a deep house lover, really. House music, I got into house music in the rave scene in the late 80s and early 90s in London, and yeah, my sound is really, yeah, deep house is what I love. But you know, I like bits of disco and techno, so I'm across the board really. When I play, depends where I play, but deep house really is what I'm all about, really.
Okay, let's find out a little bit more about the rave scene that first got you going here. What are some of the early events and some of the music and things like that that you heard initially that really got you into this? And what impact did that have on you?
Wow, I went to loads of things. I was fortunate, really, in London. It all started for me, really, with pirate radio. Was really big in probably, I got into it probably about 86, 87 in London. I was a young teenager. And literally sort of happened overnight, really, in about 1988. Just clubs started happening, sort of a new sound. And my first exposure to that was very young, about 15. And yeah, really got into it. Went out to some of the big parties, Sunrise, Energy, those sorts of parties, which are huge things, as well as small things, little intimate parties, 200-300. But the music was, a lot of it was a lot of American music, but at the time, the DJs, depending where you were playing stuff from the 80s as well. And as more and more house music started coming in, towards the beginning of the early 90s, it started getting more specific. You know, you could go somewhere to hear a more techno sound or more garage or whatever. So it started really young for me, being in the right place at the right time.
Okay, your Waste Not EP dropped on the 25th of November, and what was your approach to putting that EP together?
I was, for the title Waste Not, I was just, I don't know, at the time in my life, I think we was all talking at that time about saving, sort of, you know, making the most of stuff. And I thought the name like that for that reason. But musically, I just wanted to do, I think, slightly, the deep house that I like to do, but I've stuck in another track, that Desire track on the EP as well. It's a little bit more on the techier side. And yeah, I think Waste Not's a good lead track. And yeah, it's nice to see it drop in.
and this looks to be your second release on Nordic Tracks, as well as one that you put on a compilation. How did you make a connection with the label, and how has it been for you?
Yeah, I had some stuff out a fair few years ago on Tronic Soul, and Stephen Middleton, who runs that label, I think he was charting some Nordic Tracks stuff, and I had some vinyl, that's how long ago it was, from Nordic Tracks, that's how long they've been going, which I always loved and cherished. So I just reached out literally on my own. I just thought that's a good label that I'd love to be on, and just sent stuff out and connected.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Listening to the Peter O interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. The station is 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. That was the Waste Not EP out now on Nordic Tracks, and that's available everywhere you buy tracks. For the second part of the show here, we'll take a longer look back at Peter O's career. Full track list and a selection of Peter O web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Back into the interview. Okay, currently speaking, what is the deep house scene like in the UK and Brighton in particular, and where is it that you get a chance to showcase your brand of music when you're mixing?
These days, I play for Soho House in Brighton, which I've been doing for the last year. They've got them all over the place. I don't know if they're in Canada, but they're in the States. That's something I do regularly. I was doing a party night with a couple of friends up until a few years ago. But these days, really, I go out a little bit. I do a couple of little gigs here and there as and when I'm asked. But I got more into the teaching side of it and producing at home. So DJ-wise, I don't do an awful lot these days. I've got a family and I did it for quite a long time, so I do try to reach out now and again to London. I was recently out in Ibiza, played out there a couple of times, which was really nice. Some little intimate parties at the end of the season, so I sort of pick and choose a few little things throughout the year, really. Yeah, that's how I do it these days.
Yeah.
let's rewind the clock here. How did you initially get into production when you first got the bug and really got into this music?
Producing, it was something I always wanted to do. The problem was when I didn't really know how to use computers. This is probably about 20 years ago. So I'd been into music for a long time. Started DJing in the early 90s, buying records, playing out quite a bit, getting involved. And then it was something that I wanted to do. So I went and studied music technology and sound recording in London, and got into working with Logic. So I was trying to learn Logic at the same time as working computers, which was a real tough thing to do. But I managed it because it was something I wanted to do. I always knew that I had music in me. It's just a question of understanding the technology, you know, being able to express that. So I slowly started getting into working with Logic, and I've worked with it ever since. Yeah, so 20 years ago, really, when I got into producing, something like that, when I started learning, yeah. Maybe a little bit longer.
But. And when you're using Logic, are you generally using the VSTs that they install, or do you like to bring in your own VSTs, and do you have any hardware that you like to play with as well?
Yeah, I use a lot of the Roland Simps, got Reactor, use some of the Logic sounds as well, do a bit of sampling, take bits and pieces from everywhere, really. I've accumulated a lot of good samples over the years, so I sort of, how I work really, I've set up a groove, really set up some drums, think about what tempo I'm going to start with, and just sort of go in there with an open mind, really, and just start almost sort of jamming with myself, really, experimenting with stuff. But I've learned what sounds I like to use over time. Logic's got some nice stuff in it for sure, but I tend to use different things as well. Massive sort of samples in there and stuff. So yeah, mixture really.
Okay, let's talk about DJing for a little bit here. You mentioned using vinyl earlier on. Is that something you still do, or are you using CDJs or Traktor, something like that, when you mix?
These days, usually I use Rekordbox with USB stick on Pioneer CDJs, but I do it all. I still have vinyl. The only time I really play vinyl these days is if it's someone's party, maybe a birthday party, and someone specifically wanted it. But at home these days, my son's a little DJ, little budding DJ. He's only 10, and he got into producing and DJing in the lockdown, and I play a bit of vinyl with him. So I wanted to show him where it all came from, because, you know, that's where it started for me. But these days, really Rekordbox. I do also have Traktor with a controller, which I did use for a while, which can be quite handy if you're playing somewhere where they haven't got some set up and stuff. You can just, you know, small party type thing, so I can pull that bag out now and again. But so much easier really to just have everything sorted out in Rekordbox.
Okay, you mentioned a couple of gigs earlier on. Can you think of one or two that have really stood out for you, and what made them special or stand out for you?
I think the last one, when I played in Ibiza, I did a private villa party there with a friend, and it was really good. We took over the whole night, and it was just such a great vibe. It was the last night of the season out there. So that's the most recent memorable thing that I can think of, really, just hoping for the good weather again next year.
Okay, that's the highs. How about the lows? Have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong for you, and are you good to share it with us?
Not so much my own messing up, but I've had technical issues at places for sure. Mentioning Traktor before, I've had that freeze on me in a venue, which wasn't very good. I had to do a full reboot, which didn't go down too well, which is a little bit annoying. But I can't think of that. That's a fair old while ago now, so nothing recently. But yeah, it does happen from time to time. Ain't no justice.
Okay, let's look a little bit more at influences here. Can you think of one or two DJs across either the deep house scene or any other scene that you're into that have really influenced you and that you really enjoy to this day?
Oh, well, I love the classic people, Ron Trent, Mr. Fingers, those sorts of guys who are still producing after such a long time, a classic deep sound. I got into really deep house when I first coined the term, really, was the music in the probably mid-90s, American sound, Danelle Dixon, Boo Williams, that sort of thing. So it's a little bit techie, but it still had a soulful edge to it. Modern producer, I mean, it's such a wide name, though, deep house. There's a lot of different little niches within that. I like the Nordic track sound. I like that chuggy sort of sound, but I also like it where it verges on techno and verges into soulful house as well. So I like people like Louis Vega, Moody Man, that sort of stuff as well. So I suppose I'm a classic sort of guy, really, but I do like some new producers as well.
And then going forward, where do you want to take this, both in your DJing and production?
Yeah, as I go forward, I'm always writing tracks. I love to write music. That's my passion. So yeah, I've got a bunch of tracks at the moment that I'm going to be looking for a home for, but just really happy to have this release out at the moment and just keep writing good stuff, keep sending it out. That's what I'll be doing for the foreseeable, yeah.
Okay, and then do you have anything that you'd like to promote right now, either gig-wise or music-wise?
Nothing really at the moment. I've got some other stuff in the pipeline, but a bit too early to say at the moment, so it's all about wasting on.
this has been Peter O. A selection of Peter O tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, TrackSource, and Bandcamp. Additionally, a full list of Peter O web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to check out his Waste Not EP, which is out now on Nordic Tracks and can be had everywhere you buy your music. So thank you very much for doing this.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for...
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Peter O for agreeing to interview. Some beautiful deep techie house on display this evening. Remember to check out his Waste Not EP, another great release from Nordatrax. The full track list and a selection of Peter O web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. So head over there to learn more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to give it another spin, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. Keep up to date with the show. Follow our socials, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you this evening. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls for the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to hop back 13 years in time to 2009. We'll keep the Deep House theme rolling here with one of my personal favorites. This is all about bass, pads, and stabs. This is Harold Heath with Between the Beats. Enjoy this. Happy New Year, and I will see you in 2 weeks.